Mark?
There are some theoretical reservations about bringing bevacizumab into the adjuvant setting based on extrapolation from metastatic cohorts. One theoretical mechanism postulated for the efficacy of bevacizumab in combination with cytotoxics is this vascular normalization hypothesis, reduced interstitial pressures and actual paradoxical improved drug delivery into the tumor deposit. In the case of micrometastasis, you probably don't need vascular normalization to get perfectly good drug concentrations right to the tumor cells for solitary or small clusters of pre-angiogenic tumor cells. So that may be irrelevant. Number two, if you look at the Folkman hypothesis of angiogenesis, the switch occurs at a stage where the tumor is still a couple of millimeters. But in breast cancer, that may not happen for years down the line, perhaps, with dormant micrometastasis for long periods. And just giving 1 year of bevacizumab kind of bothers me that we might miss an efficacy signal by not preventing that angiogenic switch during the whole period of time that patients are at risk from that switch. Obviously, it's impractical to give it for ad nauseum for years on end. But on the other hand, the postulated mechanism of anti-angiogenesis suggests that you might want to keep it on for as long as patients are at risk.